You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Surfaces 2010, and we're in the Mullican Hardwood booth, and I'm here with Brian Greenwell. Brian, how you doing?
We're great. How are you, Kemp?
I'm fantastic, fantastic. Good. You're not only are you an expert in the hardwood business, but you're also a Tennessee Volunteer fan, so we share that in common.
Yes, we do. Yeah. It's good to be a Tennessee fan.
That's right. You're actually in Johnson City. You're a company based in Johnson City, and you've partially owned, I think, by a large lumber conglomerate. And tell us a little bit about it. I mean, there was a time many years ago when your company focused on the builder market. You did unfinished, but you've really expanded, and you really have, I think you've taken share, actually, on the retail side of the business. Tell us a little bit about
Mullican. We started in the unfinished flooring business in 1983, and we have evolved. And in 1999, after Bailey Lumber bought Mullican Flooring, we kind of shifted our direction. In 2003, we got really big into pre-finished, and now pre-finished solid and engineered floors account for about 80% of our business.
Okay. And as we look at the trends in the marketplace, what are you seeing? What is the consumer? I mean, we know that the consumer, if they could afford it, everybody would have hardwood, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's the flooring of choice for the American consumer, and wider floors are in now. Hand-sculpted floors are in. Different treatments. We've introduced a whole new collection called Castilian, which is hand-sculpted, wire-brushed, fumed, whitewashed, just all kinds of upgrade opportunities for the retailer.
All right, tell us a little bit about what you're introducing here at the show.
It's the Castilian product's a 6 and 7 inch engineered product, 6 foot lengths, and wire-brushed, hand-sculpted. It gives the appearance of an oiled floor, but it's really easy to care for polyurethane.
Okay. And you actually offer such a wide range of products that you can hit almost any price point, right?
We hit just about every price point out there, from the very opening price point to the really high-end price point with solid hand-sculpted floors.
Now, I mentioned earlier that you'd been taking share at retail, and the reason you had done that, I think, is because not only have you developed great relationships, but, I mean, you've come out with this, what we're standing in front of here. You've got excellent, I mean, explain a little bit about what it takes to capture the retail market.
Well, we try to be partners with our retail consumers or customers, giving them good products, good service, sitting down, talking to them, listening to what they need, and trying to come to them with products that fit those needs.
Okay. And one other thing that's important with Mullican is I think last year you introduced your Green Haven products, and you've expanded Green Haven this year, and there's an environmental message behind that, right?
Right. Green Haven is our FSC certified flooring, and in Surfaces 09 we introduced 10 solid domestic products, and in Surfaces 2010 we're introducing 20 engineered products. 10 of them are domestic species and 10 are exotic species from other parts of the country, and they're all FSC certified, which means that we're doing things right for the environment.
Actually, it means it comes from a managed forest, right?
Right. It is a well-managed forest, and we carry the product through the entire chain from the stump to the flooring, and it's 100% pure, which means the actual tree that was cut down that became the flooring is FSC certified.
Okay, and actually when you start talking about the species you carry, a majority of your raw materials come right out of the area where you manufacture your products, right?
Yeah, most of the materials come from within 150 miles of each of our plants.
Okay, which is another green message, right?
Right. Less okay. fuel costs.
That's right. All right, so the last thing I want to talk about, actually, is something that Neil and I, the president of your company, Neil Pohl, and I have talked about before in FloridaDaily audio interviews, and that is in the course of the last, two or three years, as some of the case goods furniture has moved over to China, some of the sawmills have actually slowed down. Some of them have actually gone out of business. They were all small, family-owned businesses. There's a lot fewer sawmills out there. What effect is that going to have as the economy starts to recover and the consumer is able to buy that hardwood floor that they've been dreaming about?
Less sawmills means less lumber. And the economy's been hard on everyone, including the sawmills. So as they've had no places in their flooring or their lumber, they've had to cut back, and we've lost a lot of sawmill partners. And as the economy improves and we start selling more flooring, it's going to be more difficult to come up with the raw material, the lumber that we need to make flooring.
So that could mean that actually the costs of these raw materials are going to go up, right?
We're expecting some shortages potentially, and lumber prices are going up. They've already gone up in 2009 about 20% roughly, and as the economy improves, they'll probably go up some more.
All right. Well, congratulations on being able to actually grow your market share with the retailers. What is your outlook for 2010? I know nobody has a crystal ball, but what do you think is going to happen?
We're optimistic. We budgeted an increase for 2010, and we think we'll make it.
Me too. Thank you. Thank you so much. This is the first day of the show, and so I'm not going to ask you how the show's doing. We don't really know yet, but
so far it looks good. We're busy, but it is very early.
Okay, Brian. Appreciate it. We've been talking to Brian Greenwell, who's Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Mullican Flooring, and you're watching Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.